Robert De Niro smears Donald Trump supporters heckling him after Biden presser, "Clowns, you are gangsters, fuck you." By Elizabeth Weibel on May 28, 2024. Actor Robert De Niro described supporters of former President Donald Trump as gangsters and clowns during a press conference on Tuesday. While speaking outside of the Manhattan criminal courthouse as Trump's business records trial was hearing closing arguments, De Niro said New York City was accommodating and made room for clowns as Trump supporters could be heard in the background protesting his speech. "This city is pretty accommodating," De Niro said. "We make room for clowns. We have them all over the city, people who do crazy things in the street. We tolerate it. It's part of the city. It's part of the culture. But, not a person like Trump, who will eventually run the country," De Niro added. "That does not work, and we all know that. Anyway, we make room for clowns, to each his own." Donald Trump Jr. chimed in on a post on X to slam De Niro for his comments labeling Trump supporters clowns. "The only people Joe Biden and his Hollywood friends hate more than Donald Trump are the working-class Americans who support Trump," Trump's oldest son wrote. Video footage from the press conference showed De Niro getting into a shouting match with Trump supporters, telling them they were gangsters before also yelling, "fuck you," at the protesters. "We're trying to be gentlemen in this world, the Democrats." De Niro can be heard yelling at the Trump supporters, "you are gangsters. You are gangsters." One person can be heard saying, "you're washed up," to De Niro. "Fuck you," De Niro said in response as he was walked away. De Niro has previously described Trump supporters as insane and filled with anger and hate. The Biden-Harris campaign announced on Tuesday morning that it would be holding a press conference outside of the courthouse. For the most part, President Joe Biden has stayed silent on the Trump business records trial. Trump is facing 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree in relation to payments made to adult entertainment star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential election.